Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between, welcome back to another amazing episode of the Midgar Minute Podcast. I'm Chris, joined as always by my lovely and faithful co-host, Nick. Nick, how you doing on this fine evening?
Well, considering we're going to talk all things this new Rebirth trailer, which has like, you know, this won't be the last episode we do on this trailer.
No, but this is the first of probably many.
Yeah, so we're just gonna go. We're just gonna go shot for shot to really kind of pack on all the things. Yeah,
make sure we cover everything and we don't skip over too much, and have a little bit of structure to an otherwise mostly erratic episode. As always, I'm sure.
But yeah, to put it bluntly, I'm hyped, dude. Yeah, very excited. Yeah. This was probably the best trailer they've ever put out.
Hands down, easily the best. But before we get into that, I would be remiss to not thank our lovely, lovely folks over at the Mosey Gang, who give us just $1 a month or $1 one time, and have gotten access to our Discord, where we've been talking a lot about the trailer and Ever Crisis and memes, and we share music and art and all this other kind of stuff on there. And if that sounds good to you, like I said, you can donate $1 one time, or $1 a month, or however much you want, or, you know, you could just do nothing. That's also fine. But then you get access to our Discord, and we have all that stuff in there. And we have links in the episode description and in our social media bios as well. And those people, I did not forget. You thought I was going to forget because I did it out of order, but I'm not going to forget to mention the folks of the Mosey Gang. Those people being Scott, Kyle, AJ, Danny, Kevin, Jillian, Brienne, Matt, Sam, Charlotte, Cameron, Garrett, Dan M, Ryan, Petros, Matt M, Thios 48, Colton, Tone, Kimmy, Chris G, John, Flynn, Jim, Joey, Trey, and Carmen. Extra special shouts out to Carmen for doing our intro and outro music. As always, Capstone Audio on YouTube. But with that out of the way, let us begin at the very beginning with the world ending. with Elmira saying that the world's ending, or at least that's what everyone wants you to believe. And as that is being said, we're looking over the destruction of Midgar from whatever the fiery tornadoes from the last trailer, which I think pretty much at this point confirms that the beginning of the last trailer is pretty much going to be the timeline, I think, of wherever Zack being back in Midgar with Cloud, that, you know, emergency broadcast that we see at the beginning of the previous trailer, I think, is taking place in his timeline.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I think part of what's going on there is something we talked about in earlier episodes when that first trailer dropped, mm-hmm. is that I think the party failed their avalanche mission, or not necessarily that, but that sort of this idea that without the incumbent hero, Avalanche mm-hmm. and that party are just doomed to fail.
Yeah, so it probably seems like, because, you know, Aerith is there and Red's there, so that would imply that most of the events have gone mostly the same. So they do probably end up to a certain point, but then obviously at the end of the expressway, I'm assuming that's what caused this. We don't know for certain yet, but so we don't know exactly about the timeline of things here, but I'm, you know, taking how we've, you know, been given the information, I would imagine that that is at the end of the expressway that you fight Sephiroth at. And if Cloud's not there or whatever, something else occurs. Because again, we don't know how closely linked this stuff is, but if it is like they just went through everything with minus Cloud being in the party, and they just got their shit wrecked. That's mm-hmm. I think that's where I'm kind of ending up on as well. That I feel like that's probably what we're going to see from Zack's perspective. And like, there's going to be, you know, we'll have all the characters there and stuff. Maybe not everybody, but, you know, we'll have most of those characters there. And then it'll be Zack trying to figure out probably what happened to Aerith, because he's probably, or I don't know, maybe he'll see her face on the TV with the broadcast, you know?
Well, I think just the fact that Elmira is the one talking at the start of this trailer kind of implies that Zach made it to back to Aerith's house, and she just probably wasn't home. And so this is probably a conversation that Zach had with Elmira.
Yes, and if you pause when Zach first shows up in the trailer, you can see Elmira standing behind him in the background. So I'm assuming, yeah, she's probably talking to Zach, you know, because she, you know, you probably got it right on the head that he probably, you know, didn't find her at the church like we saw, and then probably went to, you know what happened? I bet the chain of events based on what we've seen so far is that Zach gets back to Midgar, gives Cloud over to Kyrie, and then goes to the church, and then doesn't find her there, and then probably, you know, picks up Cloud again, and then goes to Aerith's house where, you know, I guess, because Zach was never there, right? He never went there, ever. But I'm assuming it probably is not that hard to find, you know, you're probably just like, oh, the flower girl, where does she live? You know, you could probably find her pretty easily. So that would be my guess as what has happened. And then from there, who knows what the fuck, you know, is in store for this puppy man. But yeah, I really like that scene of him having Cloud on his shoulders, and he's like looking up at the sky as Aerith is saying that she doesn't like the sky. Which I love that they're bringing that sort of, I don't know what you call it. I don't know. It's not necessarily like a leitmotif, but, you know, Aerith commenting on how she doesn't like the sky and, you know, that she preferred the safety of the upper plate of Midgar, you know, and I think maybe that's going to be her, her version of, oh, I have a bad feeling about this. at least it kind of seems like it could be that. But the big thing, I kind of want to talk about it from the beginning of this trailer, is the little bit of text that we see that says, the world will be saved, but will you? Which is kind of transposed over Zach looking at the sky, which I saw some people trying to say that there was something going on in the sky, because it kind of looks like there's like a little halo out there.
Well, with as far as the sky goes, what I pick up is that in all the shots with Zach in the sort of realm that he's in, every shot of Zach, the sky is dark, it is ominous, it's gray, but pretty much all the shots of where the party is, the sky is blue, or it's like the sun is set and it's a vibrant orange, like there's color, there's hope, right? But when we keep flashing to Zach, it is this darker sky, it's grayer, it's ominous, it almost it's resembles...
It's the darker timeline.
Well, it resembles the sky at the end of Advent Children. You know, that sort of gray, ominous, sort of twisted, sort of like sky.
Yeah, and then, you know, the sun peaks through, and, you know, the rains, the healing rains come through, and, you know. So, I wonder if, maybe they'll kind of tie it back into that. But that question that they ask of the world will be saved, but will you... I think that is pretty obviously talking about Zach. That's, or at least that's my off the rip opinion, is that just makes it, cause I saw, when I first saw that text, I was like, that's cryptic and weird. But now that I've watched the trailer like 100,000 times, I've, been able to sort of think like, I'm, you know, just the imagery of like it being transposed over Zach looking at the clouds, or, you know, looking at the sky, and, you know, Zach being alive is, you know, the biggest sort of like what is going on. Because I don't know, have we ever really like discussed like the actual like metrics of like how Zach is alive? You know what I mean? You know, like, did Sephiroth bring him back to life, or was this like the planet doing it, or is it something else that we don't even know of yet? You know, there's some other, because I think it could be very well possible that Sephiroth brought Zach alive or back to life, but for what reasoning, I don't know. Maybe because,
I mean, to break Cloud, it all comes back to that, right?
I guess, like, I guess it would, he would, you know, bring him back just to kill him again, in front of Cloud, maybe.
Or like, because, like, all right, if we're going to get into the weeds of it, we'll definitely talk more about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're already going off the rails already.
We're already about to. I'm ready to kick us right off.
Know,
but like,
I did think this game ends?
I was going to say, you know how I think this game ends?
Mm-hmm.
We get to the scene, because they already mentioned it in the interviews, which will be another episode. We'll go through those interviews and segments they all gave. But they're making it very clear this game is going to end at that scene or around that scene. Mm-hmm. I think, if you remember the original, Cloud himself was going to kill Aerith, but then he comes to. What if the only way Cloud, like, this time around, Zack steps in to protect Aerith? What if Cloud kills Zack?
Oh, that's Sephiroth's
way of breaking him. Ah, gotta keep Aerith alive. Can't have her casting Holy in the live stream. So we can't have Cloud do that. But if I could just bring this guy back, he'll do anything to protect Aerith, and he won't fight his hardest against Cloud. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like he's kind of marionetting everyone around, and like he knows, because if this is the Sephiroth that has all the knowledge of, you know, all the compilation material and everything, you know, why wouldn't he do that? You know, because he knows, like, oh, this is your weakness, and I'm going to exploit the fuck out of those to get what I want, which we still don't know what that is, even.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, man, Sephiroth is, I'm really excited for Sephiroth in this game, because I feel like this is going to be, you know, like, obviously we have the Ever Crisis stuff, and I'm hoping that stuff is really good, but I feel like we're going to get more, because we did, we're going to jump around a little bit, just as we're going to talk about stuff in the trailer if it pertains to what we're talking about. But we do see the flashback scene from Crisis Core, where, you know, they're in the Nibelheim reactor. And I mean, even though when it was happening in Crisis Core, Zack was the one that was there, but I guess, you know, and it kind of, that part got me a little confused because I'm like, all right, well, is it like, because it's obviously Cloud's going to have the flashbacks with Sephiroth, as we saw plenty of that stuff, even from the very first trailer, right? That we knew that they were going to do that. But we saw plenty more of it here. But I wonder how much of it, because, you know, obviously we already know, like, from the original game, you know, Cloud's, you know, recollection of stuff was always, you know, not 100% accurate. And, you know, he was the unreliable narrator, right? And I wonder, you know, since Cloud's already kind of cracking, like, he's already been cracking a little bit, I wonder if Sephiroth is going to take a bit more of an active role, you know, and he's going to be, you know, a bit more intrusive and a bit more, like, trying to, you know, push Cloud onto whatever path that he wants him to be on. And I think it's totally possible for him to go into Cloud's, to affect Cloud through his flashbacks, you know, and maybe show him, I don't know, maybe he's going to try and, you know, get Cloud to sympathize with him or something. I don't know. You know, cause I think even if, you know, seeing that scene, you know, of, Sephiroth doing the monologue that he has where he's like, am I a monster? Am I just like these, you know,
I'm glad they're including it though.
Yeah.
Like, they're keeping in mind all the people who aren't like sickos like us, or who listen to this podcast. You guys are sickos. And I mean that in a great way, but it's like, you know, some people just like play the game once and they put it down. They don't think much about it afterwards. So like, you know, for that kind of audience, I'm glad that they're covering these scenes and insisting upon them. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I agree. And I feel like, you know, there's probably going to be people, too, that have played Remake and maybe didn't play Crisis Core Reunion, you know? Maybe they just didn't, either from, they were busy with other stuff, or, you know, maybe it didn't interest them or something. I don't know, who knows? But, you know,
or maybe
I feel
they
like
played it on PSP and they're like, I'm not spending $50 on a game I played 12 times.
Right, yeah, maybe. Maybe that, too. So I'm glad that, you know, if they could take things from the compilation material that were more impactful and obviously a bit more, you know, directly related to what's happening in the story now, I feel like, you know, because we've even seen, you know, like just the inclusion of like Deep Ground and things like that, I feel like, you know, are not like super important to the story, but like the fact that they're there means like, okay, they're going to do something with that, and it's probably going to pay off a lot better than it did originally, or you would hope so at least. Mm-hmm. You know, because they could have just as easily written those guys out and not included any of that stuff. But it seems to me that they are going to include stuff from everything and have it be all in this, you know, as we've said before, like this new narrative of Remake and Rebirth and whatever the third game is. But I'm very excited to see what they do with Sephiroth in here, and I feel like it's going to be more, you know, I wasn't quite sure how involved he was going to be, you know, because it seemed like, you know, not that he was like super involved with Remake, right, but he was there pretty significantly, you know. I guess looking back mm-hmm. on it now, it's like he was like, you know, he wasn't there like all the time, but they, you know, they did invoke his image a lot, and you know, he was there, and we fight him at the end of the game, you know. So it's like, is this just like, oh hey, we're front loading you with Sephiroth now because you're not really going to be seeing him that much going forward? But I don't think that's going to be the case. If anything, I think we're going to be seeing him more often, and he's going to be more directly involved with stuff. But, you know, I could be wrong, you know, because there's still a whole bunch of other stuff that happens in this game that I feel like Sephiroth is not going to be involved in. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to be seeing him pop up. You know, Cloud's going to start freaking out more. We see him freaking out in the, you know, the doctor's clinic in Casa del Sol, I think. Yeah. And, you know, so, and now that we are got more or less a confirmation, like, okay, these guys are, you know, soldier candidates with cellular degradation, and, you know, which, I mean, was kind of already confirmed more or less mm-hmm. in the, from the Yuffie DLC, but like, we got like a hard confirmation for that. So, you know, I feel like they're gonna use those guys in a different, I don't remember exactly how much, I don't remember how much of a part they played in the remake, or not in remake, in OG.
Which guys?
Because I remember them being there, and I remember like them being like in Casa del Sol and just kind of being around, being creepy. But I don't remember. I don't think they really did much.
I missed who exactly you're talking about.
Just the reunion guys, the cloaked.
Oh, they're not doing much. What's weird about Casa del Sol in the original is like, Hojo is there on a beach with like some ladies.
Yeah, and we do.
It's like, are they going to do that again?
So yeah, we do know that he is going to be at Casa del Sol, but we don't. I don't know if he's going to be, you know,
jonesing with the ladies.
Yeah, he's not going to have a stable with him. Maybe, who knows? But it would be, I think, considering how they've characterized Hojo as he is now, I think that would be weird, but it would also be kind of hilarious, I think. But
yeah, I think so too.
You know, we do kind of have like the way, you know, when, you know, you see all the stuff in Casa del Sol happening, we hear Hojo speaking about, you know, like, oh, you answered the call as well. And Cloud's like, what? And he's like, oh, your brothers are having a gathering down there. And it's assuming he's talking about on the beach of Casa del Sol. So he is there. Right. And mm-hmm. then Cloud's going to ride his little segue over there and join his friends. And I mean, honestly, I wasn't sure if they were going to have Hojo be there because of, you know, all this other stuff that's happening. And I wonder mm-hmm. how much Hojo is going to, like, I'm super curious how Hojo is going to fit into a lot of stuff, because, you know, he does end up being kind of retroactively made more important, you know, by like Dirge of Cerberus and things like that. So I wonder how they're going to set him up going forward, you know. And like, obviously we know that he's like a scummy, you know, kind of plotting kind of dude, you know, as we've known. But you know, they just didn't really, you know, with the compilation stuff, or even in OG through the compilation stuff, we didn't really get too much until Dirge. And then, you know, he was retroactively sort of made important again, even though in OG he kind of didn't have much to do, you know, after a certain point. And he wasn't, because I felt like they were going to make him more of a villain, but then they kind of were like, Sephiroth is there. We don't need any sub-villains, I guess, really. But again, with all the stuff that they're setting up for him in this new timeline here, I feel like there could be a lot of interesting things they could do with him as well. And I wonder, how much we're going to get. If we're going to get stuff like, are they going to bring up like Hollander and things like that? And that stuff is still not entirely clear. And I wonder, I don't know if Dr. Hollander is really like worthy of like a huge name drop and be like, oh shit, they brought up the guy with the baby wings. And who fits a fucking nuclear missile in his back pocket or whatever the fuck that I just have that in, he would bring like a missile out of his bag or something as an attack, like a joke fighting game villain. But yeah, the whole stuff with Hojo, I'm more not as like curious about. Because, like, I've never really, you're not supposed to like Hojo, but I've never really liked him as a character because he always just was like, oh, you're just like the mad scientist trope, kind of, right? And he just he wasn't really a lot there, and it doesn't really seem like they're going to do that much different. But again, I would love to be proven wrong and have them, you know, actually do something. And again, another something I was thinking about while watching this trailer, a very distinct lack of Chadley.
Which
I know we have very high hopes for Chadley, on this podcast. I don't know if they're actually going to be doing any of that stuff that we were joking about that he may potentially be a part of, but, there was no, and we still haven't seen Roche or anything either. So I know there's no way that those characters are not coming back in some way. So I think they're probably, you know, that'll be a, you know, that'll be the next trailer. That'll be like the release trailer. Maybe they like show like a, you know, oh, here's all the, here's everyone else. Here's Marl. Because everyone wants to know where Marl's at, I guess. But yeah, I guess maybe to reel it back in here a little bit, because we're off to the races already. We see the celebration, or the welcoming ceremony for Rufus in Junon. And it appears that we're going to be doing the parade minigame again, which has me kind of excited. Because that, does that mean that we're going to see Red 13 in a soldier,
sailor outfit, and Barrett?
A sailor outfit and the trooper outfit, yeah. So,
can't forget Barrett.
And I think, you know, because we were talking before about how, you know, people have always been wondering of like, oh, are they, they're not going to do this from, they're not going to keep this in from the original game. And they've done that already multiple times. So it's like, I feel like if there's any question of like, are they going to include this? Are they going to include the, you know, the romance scenes from the Gold Saucer? I absolutely believe
it looks
that
way, man.
We already kind of got it with the affinity scenes from Remake. So I feel like that there's a pretty strong, case there for that. And, you know, I think, and we're getting all the mini games and stuff in the Gold Saucer, which, you know, we'll talk more about that in a little bit when we get there. But, yeah, I think we'll see Barrett in red in a sailor outfit. Or maybe they'll, you know, Barrett will put it on and then they go to, like, put it on red and they're like, wait, why are we putting this on a dog for?
No, what this game needs, this game needs to let you skin up the characters, man. Mm. And then you can keep the sailor Barrett outfit.
Well, we do see, when Cloud is riding his Segway, he is wearing summer clothes. So that leads me to believe that there, at the very least, will be like summer, like beach outfits for everybody, which is interesting, I guess. But that could also mean that there's going to be other cosmetic stuff as well.
Yep.
Which, again, would be super cool. I mean, I would love if they, you know, went the full way and been like, oh, let's, you know, remake the current models in the original style, you know, do like a, like Resident Evil 2 remake thing where like, oh, here's just the PS1 model. It's just in here and the face doesn't emote. It's just, blocky textures moving their arms around. I think that'd be great. I think there's a lot of potential there. You know, as we sort of discussed with Ever Crisis, you know, that there's so much potential there for stuff.
Facts.
That'd be super cool. And they don't need to have like a bunch of stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be like Spider-Man levels of like, oh, we're gonna put 600 suits in here. We don't need all that. Just maybe, I would say maybe three. per character. If
yeah,
maybe I'd be happy with maybe even two, you know, or I'd just be happy with none. And, you know, they change their outfits for the beach scenes at Costa del Sol, and then that's it. Then they never wear any other different clothes again. Maybe that's it. And I'd be okay with that as well. Because, you know, we'll have our own beach episode in Rebirth. And, you know, Red will try to open up a watermelon, and then it'll be like, oh, no, it's a tonberry. I hope because for anyone who's been playing Ever Crisis, they're doing an event, like a beach summer event, and there's an enemy that is a tonberry that is made out of watermelons. I don't know. I have not finished the story of it yet, so I don't know if there's like a explanation as to how this being came to be. Is it just a regular tonberry that is wearing a watermelon husk? I'm not sure. But I hope we see that enemy in Costa del Sol in Rebirth. Because I think that'd be fun. I would love to see, like, different, you know, I want to see, you know, like, different tonberries or different other, like, enemy types for, like, different, you know, locales, you know? So you get, like, a watermelon tonberry for Costa del Sol. Maybe you get one wearing a cowboy hat in Cosmo Canyon, you know, or something, you know, some little stuff like that they could do. That could be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if, you know, because there wasn't any Cactars in Remake, right? So I wonder.
We'll get them all eventually.
We'll get them there. We'll get them there. But, yes. So, yeah, we get to see, speaking of Cosmo Canyon, we do get to see a little bit of it. And, I mean, it's, I don't think this is really, like, a hot take or anything, but goddamn, this game looks fucking amazing. And I was not particularly, that's again one of those things I was not really particularly worried about, but just like seeing all these locations, it looks really good. It looks like two, and obviously it'll look way better probably on the PS5, but even if it's looking this good on a shitty ass compressed YouTube trailer, I can't wait to see what it looks like, you know, with 4K 60 or whatever. But yes, then we see that scene from Crisis Core again, when, you know, Sephiroth doing his little monologue. And I guess, hold on, let me rewind that a second. Just because I'm, okay, that is Cloud standing there. Because I'm like, we don't actually see who's standing there. So that could, maybe, I don't know, maybe they were doing some fuckery or something, but nope, that is absolutely Cloud standing there. I've been scrubbing this trailer like nonstop. So like even the smallest little things, I'm like, oh, is that something that I missed? But I guess the next big thing that we should talk about here is our boy, our Scottish little cat boy.
Catboy's back.
Makes his return, and he's got the accent still, which there is no reason to change it.
And it's not overbearing either.
No, I think he only speaks like a little bit in the trailer, but, you know, honestly, I know I've not really been the most positive, Kate Sith or Ketchy, advocate on this, on this podcast before. But I gotta admit, I got a little excited when I saw him on the screen and him, you know, and we see him with combat and stuff, and he's riding the Moogle and everything, and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, okay, all right, you know, I'm willing to let this game win me over in terms of this character, you know, and I feel like this, if they can't make me like this character from at the end of, maybe not even this game, but at the end of whatever this, wherever we end off, you know, I wouldn't be so surprised, but I would also, you know, I wouldn't mind having another character in this party of characters that I like. I like all of these characters and all the stuff that they've done with them so far, so I am hoping that trend continues. Because, yeah, I mean, Kate Sith. I'm going to call him Kate Sith for now. And I know that, like, Breonna White has said that it was Ketshi, and we still don't know how his name is pronounced in the game yet. So I'm going to still say Kate Sith until the game comes out, just in case, you know.
Yeah, until I get told otherwise.
Yeah, and, like, you know, as much as, and I know I said in the Discord earlier, I'm like, oh, if Breonna White said Ketshi, I'm going to say it like Ketshi. But, you know, I often say things in the Discord that I immediately regret saying afterwards. So I think I'm going to stick with Kate Sith for now, just because, you know, that's what it is. But the minute that I hear Ketshi in the game, I will switch right on over. And totally not fuck it up at any point. but yeah, I'm excited for his inclusion here. I mean, obviously he was going to be here, right? I don't think there was any sort of... We've already saw him in Remake, so we're like, okay, we're going to get him, and this is the point of the game where we probably would get him. But what do you think about our friend...
Well, I'll say this. The team-up attack they showed with Aerith looks pretty cool. Mm. I'm just interested in how he's going to handle. You know, it's like,
yeah,
at the end of the day, like, it's no longer turn-based where it's like everyone can kind of do the same thing. Obviously, everyone had their quirks.
Right.
But it's like, okay, if they can make him... Look, at the end of the day, it's like what I always say about Remake. I would press that D-pad and it felt like I was playing a different game. So if they can capture that with Kate Sith, where it's like, I feel like I'm playing like a Crash Bandicoot and I'm just like, fight, like, you know what I mean? For a minute, yeah. Like, you know how you fight enemies in Crash Bandicoot? Yeah. That's
what
like
I'm saying. The little bit that we saw, you know, he looks like he's going to be more of a fun character. And that is something too, that,
he spits a Kamehameha out of his mouth.
Yeah. But yeah, that is a really good point that you bring up, because all the other characters that we've played as so far do have very distinct sort of feels to them, right? Like, they have obviously different like play styles and stuff, but, you know, every character, like you said, you picked a different character and you're playing like a different game, like, you know, and they've all had they're very distinctive, and their roles are very clearly there, right? And I don't remember, because I didn't really use Kate Sith in OG all that much, so I don't really know, like, what slot he would fill necessarily. So, I mean, obviously he's going to be, like, a close quarters melee, you know, maybe he's got some, like, setup stuff that he can do for other people. Maybe he's, like, a more of, like, a support character instead of, like, a full-on... You know, like, obviously he's going to be a controllable, like, playable character, so he's got to have some moves to him, but I feel like, yeah, I'm curious to see, because we see him do, like, one combo, and that's it, so it's kind of hard, True. It's kind of hard to get a sense of how he's going to play just from one little combo, but, yeah, I'm curious, and again, we don't really know, at least I don't know if they've said anything about it yet, but the whole like character switching, if that's a thing or not that's happening, I don't know if that's been like hard confirmed yet by anybody, but because I mean, if you can just like switch people out, you know, I don't know how much I'd be using him, unless it was like a situation where it was like him, it was only him, and like, you know, it's like a set party of people. But you know, we'll see. Again, I want to be sold on Kate Sith. I don't want to hate Kate Sith. I don't want to. I want to like all these characters. There's just you know, Kate Sith has not really done anything in his entire life that has made me like him yet. So you know, I mean, I like Reeve. It's fucked up because I like Reeve as a character, but I don't like Kate Sith. Which, you know, kind of makes no sense. But at the, you know, they are kind of different, you know, and how it's almost like schizophrenia-esque how different those characters are. And who knows, maybe he does, maybe Reeve does, I don't know, I'm not making any judgments here. Who knows? maybe they'll explore that, because I don't know if they did explore that. Everyone was just like, oh, that's weird, oh you're that guy, oh, okay, why are you cosplaying as a robot cat? I don't know. do you have some repressed stuff going on there, Reeve, maybe you should tell us about? I don't know. I hope, you know, hopefully, again, I feel like this is, you know, they've added so much, like, texture and sort of, you know, dimension to a lot of characters so far that I didn't think, you know, even characters that we do know a lot of, you know, and they add, you know, a little bit more complexity to them. So I'm fully confident that they'll do that for Caite Sith, and hopefully in the process of doing that, I will at the very least be like, all right, Caite Sith, you're right. I won't actively look away from you if you're in the room anymore. I won't try and pretend like you're not there. And that's, I think that's a pretty optimistic goal to have.
I think so,
all
too.
All things considered. We also get the return of the buggy. Everyone's favorite traversal mechanic from OG. But then it's weird that they show the buggy and then they immediately go to show like, hey, we're going to have chocobo breeding again. And there's going to be the different kinds of chocobos for like different types of terrain, which I think is fun. And I hope that is like a fun little thing. It was not really explicitly like confirmed that there is, but at least there's different colored chocobos that can potentially do different things from each other. So I would assume that means chocobo breeding, but we don't really see like a menu or like a thing for it. So, you know, it could be that every chocobo can climb up a cliff edge and fly in the air. So who knows? But I'm happy, you know. I like, you know, any of the games that we've had, the last couple of Final Fantasy games that we have been riding chocobos around in, have always been great. And, you know, 16 gets a little extra special for making me care about the chocobo more than I normally would. So instead of it just being a nameless chocobo, you know, it has its own little backstory. I love using chocobos as mounts. They're cool creatures, and I'm curious what the buggy is doing there, because I don't know what is there going to be any sort of bonus for using the buggy. I would assume it would be faster than a chocobo, but I hope it doesn't like make the chocobo obsolete, you know. I mean, maybe there'll be certain paths and stuff that you can only travel with chocobos, you know, maybe for like the, you know, climbing up, you know, cliff walls and stuff, and, you know, maybe some more like the beaten paths. Because another thing too that we didn't really get a good sense of here was like how the world is going to be, because it seems to me, I'm still not entirely sure if it's going to be a open world, like fully open, like here's the map and here you go, or is it going to be kind of like how 16 was, where it's like here are these big zones that you can be in and then you can travel between those zones, you know, through whatever, you know, and, you know, I guess more like an upscaled version of how they had it in Remake, right? Where you had the different sectors that you could just, you know, kind of seamlessly travel between them, but, you know, they were still kind of smaller. They felt a little bit smaller. They were more, you know, condensed, which I kind of, yeah, I know we've talked about it before, but I kind of do hope it's more of that instead of it just being like, oh, here's just this big open map and here you go nuts. Just because I feel like it can condense it a lot more and the game can be a bit more concentrated, I feel like. Because if there's, you know, not that you can have a big open world game or a big open world map and it's not engaging or whatever, but, you know, I just feel like there's a lot more opportunities for it to not go as well than it is for it to go well in those circumstances, just in my opinion and experience, but... You know, I think that, it just, again, is like a personal preference thing, but... And I don't mean to get hung up on the the technical aspects or anything, because I feel like it's, you know, whatever way that they do go with... Because, I don't know, like, some of those areas, like, when you're flying with the Chocobo through Cosmo Canyon, like, that looks like a pretty big area, but I don't know if that's just, like, the skybox or... You know what I mean? Is it like, you see that mountain over there? You can climb
it. What's the timestamp?
Let's see here. Like 104-ish. Yeah, like 103, 104.
That looks like a pretty big area. And I wonder how much of it is explorable. Like, you could see the temple right there and, like, the stairs. But the question is, like, those cliffs. Like, can I just fly onto one of those cliffs?
Right, yeah. And it's like, I don't know... Like, because I feel like when you kind of open it up to that, because then it makes me think of, like, Skyrim, you know, and then just be like, oh, like, I don't know. It seems like they could be, you know, you could break a lot of stuff doing that, which, you know, is fun in its own way. But I feel like in terms of, like, the way that this game, I think, is going to be, I think it's going to be a bit more of, like, a condensed, not, you know, not like you're just walking down hallways the whole time, but, you know, it'd be a bit more condensed. And I kind of like how it is in 16, where it's like you have these big kind of zones that you're in, and then you can travel to other big zones, and then there's other, you know, smaller little areas in those big zones and towns and things like that. And I feel like that is a much better way to go about it than just being like, oh, here's the map, go nuts, you know. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. We're not entirely, again, have no we still don't know. There's, and it's funny because, like, the more I watch this trailer, I'm like, yeah, they give us so much more information, but there's still so much stuff that we don't know. And I think that's great that they're able to give away this much and still have there be, and, you know, obviously this is more like the, you know, gameplay side of things and not so much the story side of things. But even in that regard, you know, Zach shows up in this trailer a few times and we still don't know fully what's going on with him. But, mm-hmm. you know, like we were talking about earlier, we can kind of infer some things at least, which we'll, you know, on later, you know, theory episodes and stuff that we want to do. We'll dive more into that stuff. Oh, yes. And so, yeah, during that, then we get to see my favorite clip of this entire trailer. Cloud riding on a Segway, which is, I mean,
Beach outfit.
It's in the beach outfit. And, you know, obviously, I mean, I feel like that's been probably the most memed on thing, and, like, in a positive way. And honestly, I wonder if they even included that in there for that reason, because honestly, everything else in this trailer is like, yeah, this is fucking Final Fantasy VII. And then the only thing that really sticks out like a sore thumb is Cloud on a Segway, you know, like, and it's smart. Like it gets people, you know, talking about it. It gets people being like, why are we riding a Segway? You know, like, I guess like it makes sense if we're, you know, Casa del Sol seems like a place you'd do that, you know, but you just don't, you know, you're like, huh? Okay. Like whenever I've noticed that every time I thought about this trailer since it came out, that is always where my mind went to first, is like Cloud riding the Segway and how fucking hilarious that is.
Yeah, people can go back to the early episodes where you and I talked about that this was what we wanted all along.
Yep.
We just want a Cloud on a Segway and a Cloud Beach on a Boy Segway outfit.
Yep. We got everything we wanted. and then yes, after that, during that sequence, we also, we hear Hojo speaking with Cloud, presumably at Casa del Sol, talking to, like, oh, you know, let me see what the actual dialogue was here. He says, oh, so you heeded the call as well. And then Cloud's like, what are you talking about? He says, as you can see, your brothers down there are having a little get together, which I'm assuming is referring to this guy, our sick guys. The reunion fellows. I don't know what else. I don't know if they have like a name. I'm wondering, did they have a name in Remake? Like, did they give, like, whenever they said anything, did they have like a subtitle for them? Or I don't remember if they had like an actual title in the game or not. But everyone knows what I'm talking about. The hooded guys that say reunion all the time. And you know, and I'm pretty sure in OG they were in Casa del Sol as well, right? I have a very vivid memory of being on the beach at Casa del Sol and like seeing this like purple polygonal like worm men all over the place. You know, because they couldn't model a guy in a robe that well back when they can only make him out of three polygons, but. That's a very distinct visual in my brain, is seeing those guys on the beach. So I'm assuming that that's what that is. And that leads us to the next scene where we see, I guess, and that's the clinic in, I believe it's Casa del Sol.
It would look that way.
Or I saw people were saying maybe Junon too, but this guy, also, by the way, I don't know if anyone, I'm sure people probably know this, but at least on the PlayStation YouTube channel's version of the trailer, if you put on the subtitles, you can, they give you, you know, if a character is speaking, they'll tell you which character is speaking. So that doctor that's, you know, telling him, telling Cloud about the hooded men, let me see, what was his name? I think it was Dr. Sheeran. And that name doesn't really, and it's funny, I didn't look it up until, I'm looking it up now, but I didn't look it up before. That name is not something that was sounding familiar to me, and okay, well, I'm seeing people excited about it on Reddit, so maybe. people are saying this might be Medeal. Could possibly also be Carell as well. Which, you know, and that's something too, now that I'm seeing that, I'm like, yeah, we didn't see Carell. Or we might have. Maybe that that underground section that we see for like a little bit. Maybe that's Carell. But yeah, and I guess also leading up into that little scene with the doctor, he's like, oh, you know, I think these are soldiers with cellular degradation. Cloud is saying, presumably to this guy, is that, oh, these guys are our best way of finding Sephiroth, which is interesting because now we're going to get them, you know, there's going to be a bit more of that tie there. And I'm pretty sure that happened in OG as well, that they were sort of, they knew that there was some correlation between Sephiroth and those dudes. But I'm, again, not 100% certain. And now that I've seen this trailer, it has gotten me a bit more wanting to either play through OG or like just refresh all of my knowledge from OG, because it has been a while, so I feel like my memory is a bit stale when it comes to stuff. Because I know
you're an unreliable narrator.
Yeah, I'm our very own Cloud, and it's funny because like I know a lot of most of my memories from OG kind of stem from the Midgar section in the beginning, oddly enough. And then I feel like I obviously know what happens after that, and I have, you know, other things, but I feel like as the story goes on, there's like less and less like specific details I remember, and like little interactions and things like that. So I think maybe there could be a little bit of a refresher needed in the near future. And I also, because now since I've seen this trailer so many times and know when this moment's happening, I'm also gonna say the music that they have in this trailer,
so good.
It fucking sent me like it, and it got me really excited for the soundtrack and all the stuff, all the new songs that we're gonna get and the new versions of old songs we're going to get. Man, can't wait to hear what Cosmo Canyon sounds like. Yeah, and you know, and it's funny because I feel like we got this trailer was a lot more Costa del Sol oriented, as opposed to, I feel like the last trailer was more I mean, we see Cosmo Canyon in this trailer as well, but I feel like a lot more of the story stuff is happening in Costa del Sol that we see, at least. Kind of like how the last trailer was a bit more like, oh, here's Bugenhagen and, you know, all this stuff in Costa del Sol and us running around over there. So I wonder how, cause I think we were talking about it before. Have they mentioned where this game is going to end? I think we were talking about
They're saying it's going to end, you know, at that scene, close to that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm thinking like, there's a lot of stuff in between Midgar and that scene that they could fit in there, and which, you know, we haven't even gotten to like the real star of this trailer, aside from Cloud being on a Segway, which is like the real true star. But we do see, just to do real quick, We do see some enemies and we see some summons as well, which I want to comment on. We do see the Midgar serpent. I forgot. It has another name, but I think the Bofa or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember off the top of my head. But we do see the, you know, did Sephiroth do this snake, that one? You know the one. And then we also see the, flying eel thing from... what was that town with the girl that you have to perform CPR on and with the dolphin and stuff? Was it Bottom's Well or something like that? Wells Bottom or something. I think it's like Lower Junon or something, maybe.
Junon Harbor.
Junon Harbor, that was it. Yeah, so we see that. So I wonder, are we going to have to perform CPR on a child again? Are we going to have a CPR mini game?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And you will let, and then you we'll will
have
enjoy
to,
it.
We're going to have to throw balls at a dolphin in order for it to become our friend or whatever that whole thing was. But yeah, then we see some more team-up attacks. We see one with Barret and Yuffie, and gave me a little bit of that, the one that I was always kind of wanting to happen with Barret and Tifa, that we get, like, you know, they were doing a little bit of that teamwork in the... In that underground lab in Sector 7, mm-hmm. that kind of got me. That sparked the whole thing of like, man, they should really have team up attacks in this game. And then over the course of time, it just that has been, they've been heeding my call this entire time. But you know, we see a little thing with them. He like throws her at the enemies, and she does like her magic stuff. And we'd see the Aerith and Kate Sith have one with like his, proton cannon. But I think the one that is definitely my favorite one out of this bunch, the Cloud and Sephiroth one, which I think
the L'Oreal commercial.
Yeah, the L'Oreal commercial again, the probably second most memed on thing in here, in this trailer, which I mean, like, I know what they were going for. It does look a little rough. And it's probably something, you know, it's probably very heavily dependent, since it's like in game, right? It's probably heavily dependent mm-hmm. on the lighting of the area that you're in, you know, and they're fighting. We see that they're fighting the Materia Keeper here. So I guess this is obviously, I guess, in the flashback for Nibelheim as well. But that's fun. I like that. I like that very much. And then we get to see some summons. We get Alexander. Which is a good pull there. I think the one after that is Behemoth, or maybe something else. And then obviously we have Odin here as well, as everyone's now freshly remembered who Odin was, thanks to 16, which is nice to see him here. And I wonder if we'll get how many more summons we'll get, because they were pretty sparse in remake, which I think is, you know, it's fine, because, you know, it's not like Final Fantasy X where you're, you know, calling them out all the time or anything like that. So I feel like it makes more sense that there were fewer of them, but I would love for them to, you know, I'm hoping that we still have like Ifrit and Shiva and Ramu and all the ones that were already in the game before. And, you know, we just have the new one, Fat Chocobo. If they take away Fat Chocobo, I'm going to be very upset. the best summon in the game. But no, I would love to see more summons, because that's fun. But I'm really just kind of stalling, because then we get to the actual, I think the real main highlight here in this trailer, the Gold Saucer.
Which, oh yeah, baby.
Man, I am so fucking pumped, because it to me so far seems like it's going to be like Walmart 2.0. Not just because Andrea Rodea's there, because of course he would be, probably, you know, he probably has, he's franchised out, the honeybee, you know, of course they got to have a Gold Saucer location, right? They're not going to, mm-hmm. not going to keep themselves, trapped to the slums of Sector 6, you know? And then we see Dio as well, I believe, is that other gentleman that we see, which, you know, they only showed his, you know, his upper body. So I don't know if he's wearing a thong. So, It's kind of hard to tell, but I was just assuming that it's probably Dio. And you know what? It's funny because I feel like I've not really seen anyone talk about, oh, are they going to have the scene with Cloud and all the buff boys in the hot tub? That was Gold Saucer, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Might have been. I'm not recalling anything exactly.
Wasn't there? I'm pretty sure there was a thing like if you like, I don't know if you like if you failed mini games or if there was like a certain. I don't know if it was like part of the story, but I'm pretty sure it was. There was. I vividly remember a scene of a Cloud in like a. Like it was, I don't know if it was like a bathhouse or something with a bunch of dudes, and he's like, "Oh, I'm getting out of here." I wonder, and you know what? I think to answer myself from the what I said before, if I'm wondering if they're gonna keep the thing from the original game in there, chances are they probably will, and I'm sure it'll be hilarious, if not uncomfortable. Or you know, hey, maybe it'll be great. Who knows? But we do see that they are keeping all the mini games from Chocobo Racing to the Rock'em Sock'em Robots one to the bike racing one, which makes me very, very hopeful that we will get snowboarding at some point.
Oh, we're snowboarding. That's how the third game starts.
That's how it starts. Yeah, it just starts that you know, kind of like how Maximilian wanted this game to start with Cloud and Sephiroth in the back of the truck, right? If the third game starts just like at the top of a snowy peak, and then you hit the start button, and then, you know, you just hear fucking a guitar riff happening, and then, you know, Cloud comes down, he's like, woohoo! Oh my god, I would love that so much. It's not gonna happen, but I would love that so much. But yes, then we get I know we're just kind of steamrolling this, and I don't know if you have any. Do you have any stuff you want to say about the Gold Saucer or anything?
So first things first, I guess let me see if I can get the exact timestamp. I didn't notice this first like 30 times I watched. But if you pause at 2:05, I believe that's Yuffie in the yukata.
Yep.
Getting pushed around.
And now I'm seeing that. I see
Tifa. But she's the only one wearing it. Because, yeah, you can see Tifa in the back. She's still chilling. She's
wearing her normal stuff. And I see Kate Sitzmog kind of little design there in the background. And I keep forgetting that he's like the mascot for Gold Saucer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like that. That's his whole spiel and how he can be a spy and everything. So I wonder maybe because again, the Gold Saucer, like I remember like the mini games and stuff from the Gold Saucer, but I don't remember like all the story stuff that happens at the Gold Saucer. So I can't comment too much on that mm-hmm. of like what potentially that could be. Maybe is that if you date Yuffie, could you date Yuffie? Maybe that she's wearing that for that, maybe, or maybe there's another like story reason. Because again, I don't know. Because yeah, Yuffie in OG, Yuffie might not have even been in your party at this point, so it'd be interesting. Now, actually, I know we probably had talked about it before, but now I'm just reconsidering it. Of like, oh, like now that Yuffie's gonna be here, it's like there's gonna be a bunch of new stuff because we, you know, Yuffie's, you know, technically, like she was canon, part of like the canon group, but like for most people she wasn't, you know. So like most of the stuff that was, you know, probably intended for her to be included in, you know, like no one ever saw, or you know what I mean. They didn't. It wasn't done to its fullest extent. So I wonder, or I should say it's going to be pretty fun to see how they implement her into all the shenanigans going forward. Now that she's like a real character who has real agency and stuff in this version of the story, instead of just being like, I want all the materia, you know, which I'm sure she probably still wants all the materia. I don't think she's going to not want all the materia still, but at least she's going to be a bit more, you know, a bit more involved and not just be like, oh yeah, you know, you might kill me in a forest and never see me again. So I'm very curious and excited to see what comes of that. But after that, we do see our second and last inclusion of Zack in this trailer, where he's handing off Cloud to Kyrie. I think that's in Sector 7. I'm not entirely certain. That could, maybe that's, where does Aerith live? Sector 5? I don't remember. Why am I blanking on that? I think it's Sector 5, right? Because Walmart is Sector 6. So yeah, I think Aerith lives in Sector 5. So that could be that. I'm not 100% certain, but, the thing that I think I want to talk the most about here, I know I think I've said that about literally everything here, but this is the one that has, the thing that has got me scratching my head the most in this trailer is this Kingdom Hearts looking dude, that we see in the Junon, you know, the welcoming ceremony for Rufus. And my initial opinion was that it was Cid, right? Because I see white dude with a beard.
He's older, like you can see some of the wrinkles, you know?
And also, you know, in the previous trailer, we did see that the High Wind was stationed at Junon. So I'm thinking, you know, it made the most sense to me. But then the more I watched it, and like this character literally has a full-on like black robe on, and he kind of has, he's got like a, I don't know, it looks like a lapel or something. You can't really tell what it is. I've tried like zooming in on it, but just like with the lighting and stuff, it's kind of hard to tell. So I'm not as convinced as I was that it was Cid. I know, and we were talking about this before we were recording, but I saw people saying that it could be Glenn, who is the guy from the First Soldier stuff that's in Evercrisis, and I guess is Sephiroth's old squad leader from back in the day. So, I mean, that it's interesting. And again, I've not played through any of the First Soldier stuff in Evercrisis, and I've not looked up anything about it, so I don't know. We don't know what happens to Glenn at the end of that story, so potentially, maybe they bring that stuff in. You know, which would be cool and interesting to see. You know, again, I don't know how any of that stuff goes, so maybe it's bad. I don't know. Maybe Glenn sucks. but aside from it being Cid or Glenn, I have no other possible idea, unless it's an entirely new character that we don't know.
So,
I have no idea.
To me, I think Glenn is the best bet.
Mm-hmm.
That would be me, but I want to leave some room that maybe
it's actually a Kingdom Hearts character.
Yeah,
when the worlds merge, we're talking out. We're bringing everybody in.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Just, the next trailer ends with fucking. I can't do a Mickey. I can't do a Mickey laugh. But. You know, yeah, that'd be funny. I think that'd be hilarious. But no, I think, you know, honestly, it reminds me a lot of the robes that this guy, our Sick guys, are wearing. So I'm assuming whoever this is connected to that. Which, I mean, if they are just earlier in this trailer said that those guys are soldiers suffering from cellular degradation, it could be Glenn then, because he fits
that
bill.
That's
kind
of what I'm saying.
But he's not degrading, it looks like. So maybe, again, it's hard to know without knowing any of the stuff from the First Soldier stuff in Evercrisis. But yeah, and I think the main reason I wanted it to be Cid was because, as we will discuss here shortly, he's the only party member left that we have not seen. Because spoilers, we see the back of Vincent's head in this trailer, and I guess, yeah, because that's the last thing in this trailer. So I just want to, we'll just get that out there. Yeah, Vincent's here. And he's probably going to be at the very, you know what? I can see Vincent, he's going to be at the very end of this game, I bet. And it might be a very.
No,
no. No? You think it's like two-thirds
of the way? No, he'll be pretty early. I think he'll be about halfway.
Yeah. Because I hope he's playable. I hope it's not like a Red 13 situation where he like shows up and then he's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to.
No, he's playable.
I'm going to stand over here and shoot my guns. Which, by the way, Vincent's being voiced by Matt Mercer, he's done a lot of stuff. He does like a D&D thing as well. That's like really popular. I don't remember what it's called, but, people will know him. I think it's a great choice. Cause I was one of the people that was very like unsure about getting anyone other than Steve Bloom, because I fucking love Steve Bloom and he's, he's voiced characters throughout my entire life. So, and he has a great voice, and it's one of those things kind of like with Rick Gomez with original Zack,
He never got like, too much of a fair shake either. Like, yeah. He got Dirge and Advent Children, but...
Yeah, and he's, he has a lesser part in Advent Children, and nobody played Dirge, so, I would have liked to have seen him, like, really, get another chance, but I get it. And, considering that this, this world is different, right? And there's, it's the same but different. So, and honestly, I kind of like that for the most part, most of the voice actors are new people. They're new to the world of voice acting, or they're not like big names. Like, we had John DiMaggio as Heidegger, but, I think that's fine. If you get one, it's not like there's like, oh, here's Jennifer Hale and Nolan North and Troy Baker and, all these big names. Like, I kind of like that they've taken like smaller people, like Brianna White. Like, I didn't know about her. I did from her YouTube channel beforehand. And then just like months after was like, that's her. Okay. That was wild to me. So I'm glad that they are doing that, and getting other people in there. Even though, Matt Mercer's not a small name, but, I would say he's maybe, I guess, compared to Steve Bloom, I guess maybe you could say he's smaller just in the terms of time that they've been doing it. But yeah, I think for the one line of dialogue that Vincent speaks and we don't see his face, that's probably the third most meme thing about this trailer, is that we only get to see the back of his head and, who dares disturb my slumber? Fucking edgelord.
Not just an edgelord, the entrance, dude.
Very dramatic. He does a backflip out of the coffin. Oh man, I can't wait. And obviously, people were like, oh, I wish we saw Vincent. We're gonna when we get the next trailer, which will probably be like the launch trailer for the game, a couple weeks before it comes out, we'll see him there, and he'll be doing stuff, and we'll see his beautiful vampire face, I'm sure. And then, yeah, I guess the only other little thing here to kind of talk about is we see weapons are mentioned. We see, I'm assuming, is the Emerald
where
weapon.
Where exactly is Tifa in that shot?
I believe that's when Tifa's in the live stream, right?
That's what it would look like, but it's like, we're going to go that far?
That's why I'm confused about where this is going, because I don't know. Yeah. I mean, and it seems like, or you know what? Maybe it's in like the Bugenhagen's place.
Okay.
Maybe because it seems like Red is the one talking about it. So, I could see that kind of being a thing there. And maybe it's just like maybe Tifa smoked some ayahuasca or something beforehand. They all went on a spirit journey and out in Cosmo Canyon and, Maybe, yeah, but honestly, I mean, my initial thought obviously was that it was when she's in the live stream, which then throws everything about what I thought the timeline of this game would be out the window. So I have no idea. And who knows, maybe they are going to rearrange some things to maybe set up better for whatever the third part's going to be, you know, because I'm still, I know we've said it before a few times, but the end of this game is going to hurt really bad. So I think whatever state the world's going to be in at the end of this game, things are not going to be looking too great. So maybe they might do some setup for stuff so that they don't have to spend time doing it in the third game. So maybe we'll get some, you know, stuff like this beforehand. I don't know. I have no idea.
We're going to see, dude. We're going to see it. It'll be here before we know it.
It drives me fucking crazy. But yeah, that's kind of it. And then we see it's, you know, we're kind of talking about this beforehand. This last little bit of the trailer here, which is showing the ending battle when you fight Sephiroth before the Edge of Creation. But it's weird because it's almost like we're seeing it from a different perspective. You know, like we're seeing like the scenes that we saw from the end of Remake, but we're not there. Like some of them look like the same shots, but then there's other ones.
Call me crazy. I think this is new.
Well, I think there definitely are some shots that are the same. Like them all jumping from the rubble and stuff, I think is the same shot from the game, from Remake. But the shot of like Aerith doing her like electric attack and then Cloud running past everyone and jumping towards Sephiroth, that's a new angle there. So that's what makes me think like, oh, this is, you know. And then of course while all this is happening, Sephiroth, because I want to get the whole thing here. Yes, Vincent. Yes, the back of your head is ridiculous. Sephiroth says, "It's upon us, the reunion when worlds merge. I'm waiting, Cloud." So, and I know we were gonna, you know, we're already kind of running a bit long here, and it's super late for us. So I don't want to ramble on too much, and we will discuss more of that later, but. That line right there, like we're at the reunion where worlds merge, absolutely sort of said to me, oh yeah, so we're dealing with like at least two worlds, two timeline situation, and the reunion is, maybe the reunion's like the you know, coalescence of everything, you know, like it's all the, you know, kind of, we've talked about how the live stream, like everything is kind of like time doesn't really matter. You know, but maybe Sephiroth's doing something that'll converge some other stuff. I don't know, man. I don't want to get too deep into it.
Seems like you have. Yeah.
Because
we'll get into it for sure.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, we've already been going for a while.
Yeah. It just seems to me like there's obviously two different ends that Sephiroth wants to bring together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what those ends are, we still got to learn. But obviously you have the Cloud end and you have the Zack end.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I like the cover art for this game.
So good.
Says a lot about like, and I think I would have to go back and listen to like my original like theory about where things were headed, but I do think at some point I did say like, okay, well, wherever, like, something, you know, whenever this all comes to a climax, that Cloud and Zack are going to come together. And I still think that they're going to come together to fight Sephiroth, but I also am a little concerned by what you said about Zack, him as Cloud killing Zack, and how fucking awful that would be. I mean, it's great storytelling, but, just like, I love those characters and I would not want to see the, you know, like, cause they, I mean, that's the ending of Crisis Core times 1,000, you know, cause I don't want to think. I don't want to think about it. but we will think about it. We'll talk about it more at a later date. But yeah, man, that cover art. Oof,
so good.
Oh, so good. And Sephiroth's right in the middle, as he always has been, apparently. But yeah, man, this trailer. I still, even though we kind of were still doing it beat by beat, I still feel like there was so much more stuff in there that we can talk about, which there is, and we will. But yeah, there was a lot. There's a lot in this trailer. And yeah, when I saw it the first time, I was just like, I couldn't even like keep up with what was happening. I'm like, I was still processing Gold Saucer when I saw Vincent's head pop up, and I'm like, what? Wait, you're just gonna show it all? You're just gonna do everything? But they show us everything, but tell us nothing at all? which, you know what, hey, maybe, you know, I think given what the other trailers were and, like, what they seemingly were meant to set up, like, I think that makes a lot of sense that this trailer was as packed full of stuff as it was, because I feel like the last couple of trailers were not... You know, obviously they weren't very, like, huge, and, like the last trailer was pretty, like, substantial in terms of, like, setting stuff up a little bit and kind of, you know, setting the tone a little bit. But it seems like now they're just like, oh, yeah, here's all the other stuff. Here's all the other stuff that's going to be in here. Probably not, and probably just, like, giving us a very small sample of all the other stuff with, like, the Gold Saucer and, you know, all the other traversing and stuff that you're going to be doing here. Because there's probably way more in there that they haven't showed us, because, you know, when you really take it into consideration that this game is going to be on two discs, which is not something, it's something that we have not had for, like, the last two generations, I don't think. I can't remember any PS4 games that were two discs.
Been a while.
So, you know, and that's, this game's going to be chunky. It's going to be real chunky. So I think we've only, even though it seems like they've shown us a lot in this trailer, I feel like it's still just like just scratching the surface of the stuff that we can do. And I have never been more excited. Oh, and I guess, you know, we have a date now, which is February 29th, which of course it's on the leap year day. of course, because why wouldn't you, right? You know, it's no 9999 or 9797, but you know, it'll do. It's quirky and it's weird, so I will allow it. You know, it's not just a random day. I'll allow it. but yeah, I guess. Do you have any other things that you wanted to mention, or is there anything that I?
No, I think we covered everything.
Yeah, yeah.
At least and, I think we did.
Yeah, like I said, it's weird because, like, even though we've spent almost an hour and a half talking about it, I still feel like there's still so much.
Yeah.
And which, like we said, we will, you know, we have, you know, plans to talk about more stuff in here. The theory side of my brain has been kind of kicking off a lot. Since this, and I've been noticing other people have been doing it as well, but I haven't really been looking at stuff just yet, because I want to, like, set aside, like, a, you know, like, have a block of time where I'm actually looking at stuff and taking notes and things like that, so I haven't really looked too much into things. I mean, I know people have been talking about stuff on the Discord as well, but yeah, I mean, I think the next episode, we're going to do, well, we might do another theory roundup, you know, and we'll see, we'll see how things are at that point. We'll both do, you know, a little bit of research. I know Sleep Easy, came out with another video recently, like a couple weeks ago, talking about Rebirth. So, we'll probably give that a watch. I know there's a bunch of other content creators out there that we have covered before that, have, said stuff as well. So, we also, and I you know, definitely want to, I want to mention that we have had a couple of people. We had one gentleman write us an email, and someone else reached out to us through Instagram with their own theories. as to what's going to happen in Rebirth, and those obviously happened before this trailer came out. So, but I did say to them that we would bring up their theories in a future episode. That was going to be this episode before this trailer came out. That we were going to.
But then this happened.
Then this happened. So when we do our next theory episode, which either is going to be next episode or maybe the one after, we're not quite sure yet. We'll definitely talk about that. So I don't know your guys' names off the top of my head right now, but if you are listening, we did see your stuff and we will talk about it. I promise. And if anyone who's still listening at this point, first of all, bravo. Thank you for making it this long through the episode. You can send us an email at themidgarminute@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on Instagram at the.midgar.minute with your theories and whatever stuff. If you just want to have anything that you want to, you know, convey to the audience or anything, if you have theories or you got a fun story, I don't know. We'd love to hear from you. We'd always love to hear from you. So that's always there. And, you know, you can message us. I don't know if we should say this, but you can message us privately on our private Instagrams if you want. I don't know why you would over the, over the, Midgar Minute one, but you know, it's there. I guess it's another avenue if you wanted to get in touch with us. But, I guess with that being said, I'm excited. I am super excited, and I wish it was February already.
Right. We'll be here before we know it, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. You know, it's September already, and you know, it's really not that much further to wait. Honestly, you're right. It'll be over before we know it, and we'll be like, oh man, remember
waiting?
That time we were waiting for all this time. I mean, hey, it's a pretty quick turnaround, all things considered. You know, 4 years. You know, between releases, that's not that bad. You know, so. And they're almost definitely have been already working on part three already. So I wonder what the turnaround will be like for that. But enough of my rambling. I think we've put these people through enough already. but like I said, yeah, if you guys have any thoughts, opinions, theories, anything, you know, hit us up in the email or our socials, and we'd love to hear from you. So, but with all that said, you want to count us down this time?
Oh, maybe? I think I would love to. You ready?
Sure. Oh, I'm always ready.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da